This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Helene is poised to become a big storm. We have the story.
Police share more information on deputy-involved shooting in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Wichita daycare provider charged with child abuse. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. We heard an update on Wichita fireworks activity over the 4th of July. A look at injuries and a damage estimate is coming up.
Tropical Storm Helene is rapidly approaching the Gulf of Florida, and the surrounding areas are under a hurricane watch. Fox Weather's Steve Bender has the latest predictions on the evolution of this storm.
A monster storm, one that is rapidly intensifying. You're going to hear that phrase because of the strength that's going to undergo. So Tropical Storm Helene right now going towards the Yucatan. It's going to hit the channel between the Yucatan Peninsula and western Cuba, and then it's going to curve back around, hit the eastern Gulf. By Thursday evening, expected landfall in the Big Bend region, 115 miles per hour. That means a Category 3 hurricane. That's a major hurricane. A big component of this is not only the intensity, but how large Helene is expected to become, over 400 miles wide.
Police providing an update following a deputy-involved shooting Monday morning outside Cessna Elementary in South Wichita. Investigators say a 46-year-old man and a 30-year-old woman, man and wife, had argued as they were dropping their children off at the school. The husband then shot the wife in the chest. When the sheriff's deputy arrived, the man pointed his gun at the deputy and then held it to the woman's head. The deputy fired two shots, hitting the man. Officers assisted in getting the weapon away from the man. Police Chief Joe Sullivan praises the response from the school.
We're in constant communication with 259, but in this case, I don't know what could have been done differently.
Police believe the husband and wife will survive.
A woman who is a foster mother and also ran a Wichita daycare has been charged with child abuse.
29-year-old Aisha Hall was in court Tuesday and charged with two counts of abuse of a child. The KDHE says a child living at Hall's home was found with second-degree burns on September 5th. Two other children were found with bruises and scratches on September 6th. Those two children, one of them a foster child, were placed into protective custody. Hall operated his Loving Hands Home Child Care on North Erie until the KDHE issued an emergency order to suspend her daycare license. Hall is free on a $25,000 bond. Her next court date was set for October 7th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have released the name of a man who was shot and killed in a North Wichita apartment complex. 38-year-old Daryl Clark of Wichita was shot Sunday at the Inwood Crossing Apartments in the 3500 block of North Inwood. A 35-year-old woman was arrested early Monday morning on suspicion of first-degree murder.
At yesterday's Wichita City Council workshop, Fire Chief Tammy Snow provided a review of 4th of July fireworks activity.
Snow says there was only one structure fire related to fireworks, which resulted in $10,000 in damage. Overall, 36 injuries were reported, and 1,160 calls were submitted to the fireworks complaint hotline, with 719 of them originating within the city limits. While citations increased by 580%, Snow said they gave people more than enough warning.
We're pretty soft-hearted, so we'll give you a couple warnings, even though we're not supposed to. And we said this year we're going to draw a line in the sand. We weren't going to do any citations. Some of the ones that we went back to that received fines this year are people that we had warned from the 27th through the 2nd.
Planning for the 2025 holiday will start Wednesday. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Speaker of the U.S. House Mike Johnson looks to Democrats to prevent a partial government shutdown.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to put a measure to keep the government open through December 20th up for a vote, requiring a two-thirds vote to pass. Facing GOP opposition, Johnson asking Democrats for help to move it forward, calling this the last available play. The speaker coming up short last week with a package offering a six-month stopgap that included a measure to require proof of U.S. citizenship for voter registrations. The latest legislation includes $230 million in funding for the Secret Service. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging House Republicans to expedite passing it, stressing the Senate will move quickly once receiving the bill. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The deadline to fund the government is October 1st, when the 2025 fiscal year begins. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll see how the regular season will finish up for the Kansas City Royals. We do have highlights coming up in sports.
A Halloween chain store has pulled a costume from its website that some found offensive. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. During the workshop Tuesday, the Wichita City Council discussed solar energy. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the county's been dealing with solar power in unincorporated areas for some time.
These are projects that are typically 1,000, 1,500, sometimes 2,000, 3,000 acres. So that we had a year of a moratorium on all solar of that size in Sedgwick County while we worked out some of the policies and protocols and regulations we wanted to govern the use. And we just finished that up last month.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
President Biden delivered what could be his final address to the United Nations as he nears the end of his White House tenure, Fox's Rich Edson reports.
In his final address as president to the United Nations General Assembly, President Biden acknowledged he's leaving office with intensified fighting in the Middle East, wars in Ukraine and Sudan, and an expansionist China in the Pacific. Though he says he's had successes, rebuilding American alliances and withdrawing the U.S. from Afghanistan. Republicans have criticized that withdrawal as chaotic in the beginning of what they say is a failed foreign policy. Israel is fighting Hamas in Gaza and now Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hamas still holds Israeli hostages and seven Americans. The Pentagon announced this week that it's sending what it described as a small number of additional troops to the Middle East.
And in his speech, President Biden also addressed the pressing issue of synthetic opioids, categorizing them as a national security threat against the backdrop of unprecedented fentanyl confiscations at the southern border.
A Halloween chain store has pulled a costume from its website that some found offensive.
The bullet belt costume is designed as a punk rock accessory. Nonetheless, there's been backlash against Spirit Halloween stores for carrying it. Customers objecting that it's being marketed as part of a student costume after a spate of school shootings across the country. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic right now, we've got several areas where we've got issues. Got a call from traffic tracker Patrick just a little while ago. Maple and West Street, we've had a traffic accident there. They're in the process of getting that kind of cleaned up, so that's been fairly bad this morning. Again, that's Maple and West Street. We also have some really heavy traffic in the road construction up by the North Junction. And we've had another traffic accident, actually another couple of traffic accidents reported. 21st and Oliver and Lincoln and Hillside. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Clouds are cleared out, high pressure building right back in, which is going to make for a pleasant day. Winds are going to be light, mainly out of the north at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Grab a jacket this morning. Won't be needed during the afternoon, though. Under mostly sunny skies, we warm back up to a high of 79. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a clear sky, 55 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, just 73 degrees. Normal high for the date is 80. We'll be closer to that normal high today. And today is September 25th, 2024, with Steve and Ted in the morning. And have just a few days left before another possible government shutdown. And we'll find out what's going on with that with Fox News Radio's Ryan Smells this morning. Ryan, thanks for being with us. What is happening? Where are we at on this?
Well, we're going to have two votes today. Both the House and the Senate will vote, and it will pretty much be wrapped up. So it's kind of anticlimactic. You know, there hasn't been any, you know, major stalling that's been going on. You know, Republicans tried to get their plan across the finish line. It did not work out. And so here we are.
Now, is what we're looking at now, is it, again, a compromise of sorts, or is one side?
Yes, it's a clean bill. It's, you know, was worked on by Speaker Johnson and Leader Schumer, and so both the House and Senate were involved. It's a bill that pretty much just extends funding levels to December, and it also includes funding for Secret Service, about $200 million. So it was a bipartisan agreement, but we'll see how many Republicans are frustrated by this and might push back on it.
What is their sticking point most? Is it mostly about the identity of voters and citizenship?
Well, that's what they wanted to get across the finish line. It did not work out, though, because, you know, there was pushback from both the House and the Senate Republicans who some of them thought that, A, you know, it was too late in the season for a voter restriction bill, or I should say a voter accountability bill like this security bill to take effect. And then also, you know, I think there's just always going to be a number of Republicans who don't like the idea of a continuing resolution or an extension of government funding. So all that was an issue. And then you also had pushback from conservatives and moderates who were worried about, you know, military readiness and what a simple extension of government funding does for that when, you know, you should be passing a full budget, which will allow for new military programs and other programs to take effect.
All right, Ryan, hey, thank you. Thanks for your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz on the government shutdown, the possibility. Hey, they've erected a statue of Johnny Cash in the Capitol Hill, in Capitol. Arkansas set it up there, I guess. Johnny Cash was an Arkansas native, apparently, because that's, we're talking about the Hall of, where every state has two statues there. The Kansans are Dwight Eisenhower and Amelia Earhart in the hall there. Ted, celebrating a birthday today of a native son, Robert Michael Gates, born in 1943.
Robert Gates.
Yeah. He was an American intelligence analyst and university president, served as the 22nd United States Secretary of Defense from 2006 till 2011.
Under two different presidents.
Yeah. Appointed by President George W. Bush, retained by President Barack Obama. He had a career beginning in, he graduated from East High School in Wichita.
Yep.
In 61. And by 1966, he was an Eagle Scout, by the way. And by 1966, the Central Intelligence Agency came after him and recruited him.
Yeah.
And he became part of the CIA. And then he finally was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency with George H.W. Bush. After leaving the CIA, he became president of Texas A&M University. And was a member of several corporate boards. He served as a member of the Iraq Study Group. The bipartisan commission studied the lessons of the Iraq War. So quite an expert there. And since leaving the Obama administration, Gates was elected president of the Boy Scouts of America. Served as chancellor of the College of William and Mary. And served as a member of several corporate boards in 2012.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He was elected a fellow of the National Academy of Public Administration. What a career.
He's got a pretty fascinating resume.
Outstanding.
Pretty good for a guy from Wichita.
Yeah. Robert Gates,
time.
81 years old today. 8:17 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, let's go to Major League Baseball. We're in the final week of the regular season, and the Kansas City Royals are trying to make the playoffs. But, boy, scoring runs right now for the Royals is just not happening. Of course, it got terrible over the weekend when they scored no runs on Saturday, no runs on Sunday. They got back-to-back shutouts. And then last night, in the first nine innings, zero runs. 27 straight innings for the Royals, no runs.
Wow.
The good news is, though, the Royals had their starting pitcher, Cole Reagans, on the mound. He went six scoreless innings. The bullpen worked three scoreless innings. Reagans has a 1.08 earned run average in the month of September. So this game was 0-0. We go to the 10th inning, and the Royals get an inherited runner in scoring position at second base. Would that be enough to finally get a run? Well, you heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
1-1 on Bobby. Now the pitch. And a swing and a grounder left side. Coming in the shortstop, Nunez. Double clutches. Throws to first. Ball gets away from the first baseman. Here comes Isbell to score. And the Royals score the first run of the night here in the 10th inning. It's 1-0. Nunez, the shortstop, double clutch with Bobby flying up the line. And then by the time he did throw, it was kind of a weak throw. And it got away from Yepes, the first baseman. And Kyle Isbell comes all the way around to score. 1-0 Royals, Bobby at first base, one out.
Those might be some of the happiest high fives in a dugout in quite some time. The seal has been broken.
All right, one run anyway. And then the bullpen got the job done in the bottom of the ninth, and the Royals win it bottom of the tenth. The Royals win it 1-0 in 10 innings. So the Royals pitching staff had to throw a 10-hit shutout for the Royals to get a win, but it's a win. So, and it, even better, the team that's chasing lost. The Minnesota Twins lose. So now the Royals have a 2-game lead for a playoff spot with 5 games to go in the season. The ESPN metrics say the Royals have an 82% chance to make the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Keep going, guys.
Here we go. The Royals in the nation's capital taking on the Nationals again tonight. Listen live at 5:30 p.m., and that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Women's soccer. Friends University has a good game on the west side of town tonight. 5 p.m., the Friends ladies host Evangel, the Friends women's soccer team. They're off to a 1-0 start in the conference, and they've won 3 of their last 4 games. Playing some good soccer right now. And we do have a college football note for the Shockers from 70 years ago on this day. Home game for the Shocks at Veterans Field as Wichita beat Utah State 32-7. Shockers improved 2-0 on the season. Outscoring their opponents in the first 2 weeks, 101-14, under their head coach, Jack Mitchell.
Was Ed Crewell quarterbacking at that time, or do you know? It was about that time.
I feel like that's a little bit...
Too quick?
I don't know, yeah.
He might have been younger than that.
Might have been.
Yeah.
So the Shockers were off to a 2-0 start, and they were on their way to one of their best seasons ever, 9-1 that year.
Wow.
Yeah, so 70 years ago on this day, the Shocks got off to a 2-0 start, beat Utah State by 25 points at Veterans Field. 70 years ago today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says we're on the verge of World War III. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning. 55 degrees Recent rains have not helped much with the drought in South Central Kansas. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, people may not realize just how serious the water problem is.
We have a finite source of water, and the one thing we cannot control is the rain. So we need to be innovative. We need to be really think about conservation, but we also need to think about technologies. And what technologies can we use, not just in ag, but in general use, in industrial. Many people don't realize how much advanced manufacturing uses water.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. At Tuesday's Wichita City Council workshop, we heard an update about the city's violence interrupter program.
Staff have been working the past 3 months expanding their presence and building relationships with at-risk youth and their families. Thus far, 61 families have been served by the program and 10 known incidents were prevented. $1.5 million in ARPA funds were used to get the three-year program up and running. Councilmember Brandon Johnson says with the program's success thus far, it's important to keep the momentum going.
I would challenge us now and then to consider their funding as important as law enforcement and keep it up as a city.
City staff recommend an additional $1.6 million in ARPA funding to run the program through September 2026. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A deadly assault in Lebanon has claimed the lives of Hezbollah terrorist group members. Fox's Mike Tobin reports from Tel Aviv.
Another assassination by airstrike in Beirut's crowded Dahiya neighborhood. Israel says Hezbollah missile and rocket commander Ibrahim Mohammed Kabisi was killed as he met with other Hezbollah operatives. It's a second such assassination since Israel escalated this deadly pressure campaign against the militant Shiite group. Israel's prime minister again addressed the people of Lebanon, urging them to break free from Hassan Nasrallah and Hezbollah. With the IDF chief of general staff promising the intensity of the air campaign will only increase, Israeli fighter jets are unchallenged over Lebanon. They've struck 1,500 targets at will, dropping over 2,000 munitions. The IDF says they've hit weapons storage and rockets ready to fire.
A major pharmaceutical company faces Congress on drug prices.
Lars Jorgensen, the CEO of Novo Nordisk, which makes the popular obesity drug Ozempic, as well as drugs to treat diabetes, facing questions about medications that can cost hundreds of dollars a month.
We don't decide the price for patients. That's set by the insurance companies.
Jorgensen says he's happy to work with Congress on solutions and says no single company can solve the issue of high drug cost alone. Some lawmakers point out Ozempic can cost less than $100 a month in some European countries. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Farm Bill is set to expire Monday, and U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas says farmers are faced with a bill that is out of touch with current needs.
Crunch in Kansas agriculture is real, and I've seen it. I've heard it from the bankers who lend money to farmers. And I've heard it from equipment dealers and equipment manufacturers. There's just nothing moving.
Moran says the current bill passed in 2018 can be extended, left to expire, or Congress can pass a new farm bill. He adds that moving the bill forward may extend into next year as both sides wait to see how the election plays out. A man was killed when a semi hit his tractor in northern Kansas Monday night on Highway 36 in Republic County. Kansas Highway Patrol says a tractor operated by 38-year-old Andrew Pumphrey of Mankato was westbound when a semi struck the tractor from behind, pushing the tractor into a ditch. Pumphrey was ejected and died at the scene. The semi's driver and passenger, both from Lucas, were injured. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Helene could become a powerful hurricane as it approaches the Gulf Coast.
Two.
Wichita City Council hears a report on fireworks and the fourth. One structure fire, 36 injuries, nearly 1,200 complaint calls.
One.
Textron Aviation Machinist strike enters day three. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, things looking better on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. However, some road construction still slowing things down. This is eastbound K-96. It's just west of Wichita, so there as it approaches I-235. Just seeing some slower traffic there right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 80 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 54. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 79. Now a clear sky, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 35 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' InfoWars media platform and his assets will be sold off in auctions this fall to help pay the more than $1 billion he owes relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. A federal bankruptcy court judge in Houston says he will sign an order approving the sales. The Sandy Hook families won nearly $1.5 billion in lawsuits against Jones for repeatedly calling the school shooting a hoax. The 2012 shooting in Connecticut killed 20 children and 6 educators. Trading underway on Wall Street, the Dow is down this morning, down 64 points. The S&P, however, is up a point, and NASDAQ trading up by 11 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A center focusing on enterprise and community engagement within Friends University's business division will be created through a $1 million donation announced by the school yesterday. That gift is by a Wichita business leader that a Friends spokesperson declined to identify. And that gift will create the Center for Enterprise and Community Engagement. It'll, according to a statement from the university, it will, quote, combine community engagement and service with experiential learning activities that will launch students on a pathway to their profession, all within the context of the Christian mission, unquote. Friends President Amy Bragg Carey said the announcement. She made the announcement during the annual Breakfast with the President event yesterday.
Another defense contract win means more than $33 million in Air Force work has been awarded to Wichita-based Spirit Aerosystems in the last month. The Department of Defense announced late last week that the major aerospace supplier won a $9.3 million contract with the Air Force Research Laboratory at Ohio's Wright-Patterson Air Force Base as the administrating TOD entity. This latest contract is for conformal reusable airframe structures. While an August 29th award was $23.8 million, that's a contract also for the Air Force Research Lab, specific to bonded, unitized, composite, large-scale structural demonstrations. As with last month's announcement, the new work is set to be completed in Wichita, according to the contract announcement. It is expected to wrap up by March 17th, 2026. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. We're looking at National Comic Book Day, honoring the art, artists, and stories of comic books. Fans, collectors, readers, artists all come together to celebrate the day with events across the country. First popularized in the United States, comic books are also called comic magazines. And I was growing up, my brothers and I were big fans of Superman and Batman and Beetle Bailey and Mad Magazine.
I was a fan of Spider-Man.
You like Spider-Man? All right. I wasn't a big fan of that Jughead and what's the other?
Archie.
Oh, nah. That wasn't for me. But anyway.
It was very popular.
Comic Book Day. And former Defense Secretary Gates turning 81 years old today. And a good friend of mine, Johnny Tarrant, is having a birthday. Owned a printing company for many years, a graduate of West High School, where I'm also an alumni, and his wife, Susie, and he are great people. Happy birthday to Johnny Tarrant. Glenn Beck program coming up here in just a few minutes on KNSS, and they're going to be talking about President Biden's UN speech. KNSS News at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, Tropical Storm Helene may become a powerful hurricane. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita. We're looking for a high today of 80 degrees.